What kind of egg would you call it?
You mean if the china is made of an egg?
No, if the other way around. If you have an egg. See, like, a long time ago, people... I guess you never had hens, chickens, did you? Well, when you want to start a hen laying, sometimes you put an egg in the nest, the cooler. And sometimes the egg would be made out of china. And then it would be called a...
Oh, glass?
No, just... I just need the pronunciation, so if we call it China.
China egg.
Okay. And something that people might use to carry water in a long time ago.
Bucket.
Okay. And something like a bucket that maybe you carry milk in.
Pitcher.
Okay. Is a bucket any different from a pail?
Yes.
How?
Oh, a bucket. I was thinking about the picture. No, the pail is a bucket, and the bucket can be made like a pail.
Okay. And would you know the name of a container used to carry food to the hogs in?
Bucket.
Okay. Have you ever heard of slop?
Yes.
Slop.
That's food for the hog.
Okay. And what you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever heard of having something kind of like a frying pan, only that has legs on it, that you maybe put in the fireplace?
You mean that they used...
Yeah, a long time ago.
A long time ago, skillet.
Okay, that's different from a frying pan?
Yes. Now we have the thinner ones. You're still speaking a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, those are heavy irons. Both of them are.
Does skillet have legs on it?
I have seen some skillets with legs.
Okay. And this is something big and black that you might have out in the backyard for heating up water to boil clothes in.
The wash pot.
Okay. And another, let's see. Okay, something that you might use to make tea in.
Teapot.
Okay, or another name for that is the tea. Starts with a K.
Kettle.
Okay. And if you plant some flowers to grow in the house, you might plant them in a what? Live flowers growing in the house.
Pot.
Okay. You just call that a pot, or would you call it a flower pot or a flower
pot?
Okay. And if you went out and cut some flowers, you put them in a what?
I would call it a vase.
Okay.
Some people call them vase, but I call them vase.
Who calls it vase?
Okay. It's spelled V-A-S-E, vase.
Okay. And the things that you eat with, you have your plate here, and then here you have a...
What side you have your...
Yeah, well, what, the silver...
You have your fork,
uh-huh.
Your spoon, and your knife.
Okay, if you serve steak, and it wasn't very tender, you might put out some steak
knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were all dirty, you might have to go what the dishes?
Wash.
Okay. And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she what them in clear water?
Scrubs.
Yeah, I'm thinking of another word though.
Rinse.
Okay. So you say she
rinses.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes.